This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at LinkedIn.com/decide. That's LinkedIn.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, Ola, it's Miles. Thank you guys for listening to the Men's Room Daily Podcast.
Have you heard our newest podcast? It's called The Greatest Story Never Told.
Download it today on Radio.com. Be sure to subscribe. New episodes are uploaded every Tuesday at noon.
The Men's Room returns with Miles and Thrill, 99.9 KISW.
A question, person, place, or thing. What was a strange encounter? And here come those emails to the Men's Room at KISW.com.
You've got mail.
You've
got mail.
Couple from today, guys. My husband and I drove in the mountains to let our dogs play in the snow. Drove way back somewhere. Used a Jeep's four-wheel drive. Snow 4 or 3 feet deep, just us and the dogs. Suddenly, out of nowhere, a bald man appeared in the middle of the road wearing only bright orange robes and sandals. He just walked down the road. When he passed us, he gave us an acknowledging nod and just kept on moving. I have no idea where he came from or where he was going, but it was awesome.
Could have been the Dalai Lama.
Yeah, from Tiffany.
Sounds like a scene out of Airplane.
Guys, I was heading back to Ellensburg late one Sunday night. As I got close to town, I saw bright lights that looked like a radio tower. As I took my usual exit, I realized the lights were hovering over a notorious convenience store, Mr. Happy's. So I pull in and join the handful of people staring up at two bright white diamonds, one in from each other with two red and blue lights slowly changing colors back and forth. I started digging for my camera in my truck, but before I got it, before camera phones, it started to accelerate toward the mountains. Me and the other guy started following it, but it just kept on accelerating at the same rate until it was unnaturally fast. Still don't know what I saw that night. That from Spear Truck, Chucker. Guys, as a cop, you encounter just about every scenario known to anyone. One of my many encounters was a combative middle-aged woman we had to take to the hospital. Once checked into the emergency room, we walked out of her room. I noticed two staff members enter her room and soon heard a crash. Thinking she was fighting, my partner and I ran into the room only to see this middle-aged woman topless. Oh. They looked like two fried eggs nailed against the wall. She looked right at me and said, "You want a peep show?" Then she took a breast in each hand and started flapping her breasts in different directions. The most disturbing thing was hearing the flapping sound. Mm. These things you could never unsee. Name of hell. Let's move on to some birthdays. Guys, can you please give a birthday shout out to my awesome son, Corbin? He is celebrating his 7th birthday today. How about a big old bong rip and a "your penis is too small"? That from Chris and Casey. Stay beautiful, bitches. Guys, can you please do a birthday shout out to Skylar James with a Dirty Germans talking about grown men finally going into puberty and their micro penis. Thank you, guys. We appreciate it. That from Caden and Jessica.
Yeah, it is only a micro penis if you let your pubic hair grow too thick.
Yeah, I just read this whole article on some micro penis. Sometimes it allows you to have huge other things.
Yeah.
It was very specific.
Oh.
Yeah, that is strange.
Yeah, one lady said she had never seen one so small, but also had never seen...
Yeah, it's like a turkey with a small head but a huge waddle.
Yeah, exactly. It's like the basta.
Guys, it's my daughter Katie's 21st birthday today. Can I get the longest bong rip and the Dirty Germans talking about her 21st birthday? Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
Yeah, it is a shame you cannot go out and party at the bar for your 21st birthday, but I get the feeling you will still be equally as drunk and feel equally as bad tomorrow.
Yeah, it's your 21st birthday, it's a one time. It's okay, you can be a nice girl and still spit out the puke.
Yeah, and it's 21, so let's play blackjack. I will play the role of Jack.
Yeah, hit, hit, hit. Stay.
Holy, you beautiful bitches. This is the first year I don't even know how long it's been that my birthday didn't land on a weekday or a weekend. So, a shout out. I'm turning 26. How about some shotgun gets from Thrill and the Dirty Germans giving me tips on how to handle my hose at work fueling planes? Thanks, guys. From Dennis, pronounced Dirty D.
Get.
Yeah, I have handled my hose many times at airports, but I've never thought about inserting it in a plane. But certainly the landing strip.
See, that's the best thing about handling the hose is I like to blast people right into the chest of their body.
Yeah, wear goggles.
Guys, I want to know if I could wish my brother a very happy birthday. He's 54 years old. You can call him Mr. Arbut. He listens to your show every day. If you could send him some turtle wax and a big old bong hit, that would be greatly appreciated. That from his sister. Happy birthday, Arbut.
Yeah, multitasking.
Hello, Michelle. Today is my 63rd birthday. The unusual thing was I died on June 16th, 2020. Yes, I was dead for several minutes. The Bellevue PD and Fire Department responded and brought me back to life via CPR. I attached a copy of the story for you. I'd like a birthday to thank the Bellevue first responders, as they are greatly appreciated and they saved my life. That from Mark, who is 63. Give me your penises too small to all the Bellevue first responders out there. So they brought him back to life through his penis.
That's pretty damn scary.
That is cool. All of you awesome bitches, I would love it if you give an awesome birthday to my adopted dad, stepdad, roommate, a.k.a. Willie or Wilton. He used to date my mom. They remained friends. And when we moved to South Carolina in 2015, after I lost my husband, he followed a year later. Before my mom passed, she asked him to stay and help me because I am disabled and can only do so much, but I try to make sure he is well fed. Anyway, the old Harley guy is turning 69 years old. He has certainly grown on me and has come to be just like a dad should. He can be forgetful, Puff Puff the Magic Dragon, so he's also known as Brain Dead. Please give him a huge bong rip and a Suck It Up cupcake, as those are his favorites. Thanks so much, you guys rock. That from Carrie the stepdaughter.
So, Suck It Up Cupcake!
Seems like a good nickname.
Yeah.
Brain Dead.
Miles, I do selfishly have one as well. It's my older sister's birthday, and she had just one request from me for today. If she could get a Leroy Jenkins, that would make her
a Leroy
day. So,
okay.
Thank you very much. Happy birthday.
If I say no, does that make you the bad guy?
It does. 100% it does.
No.
Leroy!
Hi, guys. Here you go. Happy birthday to you.
Yaz a Dirty Germans, brought to you by Men's Room Original Sausage. Available through Uli's World Famous Sausage, mensroomlive.com, and other fine retailers. Mmm, Schweineflash.
All right, I'll read one more email here before we get to Ryan Castle. Let's see, guys, let's see here. Here it is. I just need to know something about this summer. You guys said on the air that Led Zeppelin was going to play Red Festival this year.
Well, because John Bonham obviously can't play with them, they're going to change their name to Red Zeppelin.
I know you guys were joking, but is there any chance that you will have it, even if it's in, like, the early or late fall? Same with Pain in the Grass. Still haven't heard any announcement on any of the shows. You guys also mentioned that you were going to do something with a 10-year anniversary of Men's Room Red. That actually...
Yeah, sure. That was the plan.
So, guys, in all honesty, what is going on? What about Live Day? I saw Miles there, and he said you guys were going to do something big with a 10-year anniversary with a beer. Will there even be a Live Day? Thanks, guys. That from Lisa. Lisa, let's take this one thing at a time. As far as Led Zeppelin goes, unfortunately, they are not going to be able to make Red Festival this year. And I believe that is because we are not going to be able to make Red Festival this year, and neither are you or anyone else. As far as Pain in the Grass is concerned, I cannot speak for anyone other than ourselves. We don't assume that anything is going to be happening on a large-scale concert basis at all.
Right. Mostly bands aren't touring.
Yeah. Also, just know that as far as the beer goes, all this goes hand in hand. Yes, we wanted to do a 10-year anniversary beer, help our friends at the Fisher House, and do all that stuff. We had an idea for a couple different parties to get this thing done.
It's the 10-year anniversary. And keep in mind, man, we were looking forward to this because it's been 10 years, which is unimaginable to us in the first place. We're like, our beer's been there for 10 years, and we actually did have some very big plans to celebrate a decade of this at Red Festival.
But this also involved us getting together with you. And for us drinking the beer down at either Elysian Fields, the brewery where we
it
used
didn't
to,
matter.
Or whatever we were going to
do. Find a spot.
Yeah, exactly. And we were going to drink the beer. Well, now we can't do that. And yes, it is the 10-year anniversary. I mean, ideally.
And of course, but the 10-year anniversary hit in 2020. And we're looking at this email earlier and it pissed us off. And we're like, you know what?
It was going to be a big year for us. Things have kind of gone downhill.
I know, but, and this is my thought.
That's okay to say.
And it's just out of spite for 2020. Because frankly, selfishly, like, we wanted to have our big 10-year.
We had the syndication, like, dude, Robin, right, party.
All this stuff. And yeah. I'm like, F it. And look, just as a big middle finger to 2020, because I think we can all agree that 2020 could suck on whatever body part you individually would like to offer up to it. And I don't know if it's going to fly. I don't know if the bosses are going to get mad. But I just think... Why don't we just do another beer?
You still think we should do
beer? Look, this is my position, man. We were all looking forward to the 10-year anniversary.
We
can still drink the beer, but just 2020 has est on our 10-year anniversary. And yes, I'm going to act like a child right now. I do not care.
Well, at least you're open. They're still brewing beer.
Right. I say we talk to them and say, guys, we know this might be last minute, but... I say F it, man. Do another beer.
Yeah, we're not going to be able to party with it.
Listen, I don't care. Here's the thing. People still drink. I still drink. I go home, and goddamn, I've been drinking a lot. It's, you know, it's 2020. I say we throw something new into the mix. If we can, this has not been run by the apostles, so maybe I get shot down. Maybe I get a nasty email, but I'll say the hell with it.
All right, Lisa, we're
going to... Are you in? Look.
Oh, yeah, me and Ted will go down and brew the beers. We always do. We'll pick the
hops. No, I don't think that's a good idea, but I'd say we launch another beer.
I'm already planning to pick some hops this weekend.
You know what? Then pick hops, and let's Lisa, just do another beer.
Lisa,
because we can, maybe.
There's no Red Festival.
But listen to the tone in your voice. Now listen to
I'd say there's no live day. I'd say there's no... That's just my guessing if I'm a betting man. I'm just saying.
But you have a negative tone.
I don't have a negative tone.
You do. You
sound depressing. We're supposed to have a damn beer. We're supposed to have a party.
That's why just do a beer. Let's just do something. Right. If we can't throw a party, why don't we have a beer?
Right,
we can do a beer.
We'll check in on it for you. How's that? Does that sound good?
I think that sounds great. Are you into it?
Yeah, I'll bring my hops.
All right.
In the meantime, we need to get real quick to Ryan Castle and then Sydney Spin.
Oh, that's right.
Yes, friends, it's time once again for Sit and Spin. Let's gather around the old radio and listen to some swellerific new music.
Oh, yeah. Ryan Castle there. Are you there?
This might be my last official act with the Men's Room or at KISW or in radio ever.
Do not tease us, but why?
Because I looked up the lyrics to some of these songs on the internet on a work computer.
So did I.
I would not recommend it. It makes you feel weird just typing the words.
Keep in mind that the reason that we wanted to come up with something like this is because Benny Mardones passed away last week. You don't know Benny Mardones, but he was 73 years old, and he was the guy that had the one hit song, Into the Night. And he is, the opening lyric, she's just 16 years old, leave her alone, they say. And then he goes into it, and you've watched the video. It is one of the creepiest things you've ever seen.
Thank you for showing that to me, Miles.
This song is so creepy that we didn't even include it in the list, because it's one of those things.
By the way, that video starts with the dad being like, get out of here.
Get out of here, leave my daughter alone.
To interrupt, just a quick side note. I'm getting a lot of support about the idea of a beer.
Okay.
I'm just throwing it out there.
Okay.
Just throwing it out there, Castle. You're down,
Look, for what it's worth, I think it's a fun idea. And who's to say you can't have a virtual party where everybody buys the beer and we all drink it together in our own separate homes?
Well, technically you. So if you support it, I'd say we pursue it.
We could do that now with Bush Light. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's right. I got a sixer of Schmidt in here, man.
Uh-huh. So what do you think on these songs? There are 10 songs that make you say that is no okay. That is not okay. Is that pretty well holding true on this?
Yeah, It's uncomfortable. It's really uncomfortable. And you know, I should have known when I talked to you earlier today, and you're like, I got a great idea.
This is a great idea.
That's how they all start.
It's educational.
Yes. 10 right. songs, and they're all very popular. You know these songs,
you know,
most of them. They make you say...
And that's I think, part of the reason why it's so uncomfortable.
That is not okay. This is not okay.
Number 10. Oh, mommy, leave me, I go.
Chuck Berry's Sweet Little 16. I know it was a different time. Some of Chuck Berry's married their 13-year-old cousins, so
it was a different time.
I still don't think it's okay.
It's not okay. Yeah,
but this is a young girl pining to go to a Chuck Berry show
and the Chuck Berry sex tape.
That is
not
that
okay.
Is a unique experience.
That's not okay. 10 songs to make you say that is not okay.
Number nine. She's driving crazy.
What do you got, Gene?
Yeah, so that's Kiss Christine 16. Yeah, yeah.
Hey, this is
from the album Love Gun.
Yeah. That's not okay.
It's not.
Sit and spend 10 songs to make you say that is not okay.
Eight, number eight.
She's 17.
She's my one desire.
You creepy son of a bitch.
I've always known this song on like a classic rock radio station.
Yeah, but when we first heard it, we were younger than 17, so it did not bug.
Oh, that's a good point.
The song has not aged, but we have.
Mm-hmm. Right.
I'm just going to lie to myself and hope they all wrote these when they were teenagers.
They're writing from the perspective of a teenager, right?
Sure.
10 songs to make you say that is not okay.
Number seven. Please excuse me. I didn't get your name. Oh, Miss Jane. Oh, not to see you again. And that's when I thought she was coming to my
Now, look, I got to think that if this song comes out, first of all, this song wouldn't come out in 2020, but if it did and it was a hit, the police might knock on Kip Winger's door.
But here's the thing. Even after she says, I'm only 17, he's like, old enough for me. That's what takes it way. The girl is saying, hey, man, I'm only 17.
She's too young.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
10 songs to make you say that is not okay on Sit and Spin.
Number six. Well,
I mean,
that is a bit of
being subtle. Stray Cats aren't even being subtle. This one's called Sexy and 17.
God.
It's a junior. You're like, oh my God. Okay. This is fantastic. These are 10 songs to make you say that is not okay.
Five, number five.
Hey, little girl, is your daddy?
Right there.
Did he go and leave you all alone?
That's the boss.
Yeah. That was a very popular song.
Mm-hmm.
Like a bad desire.
You're a creepy son of a bitch, Bruce. That's what you
How
are.
How are all these songs popular?
My neck stand up.
What's that?
I said that makes the hair on the back of my neck stand up.
10 songs to make you say that is not okay.
Number four. Because love comes for me in other ways. The devil when he misbehaves.
Y'all probably remember the companion video to this song,
ooh,
too.
I was at that age. This video was massive.
Yeah, the lyric is, it burned like a ball of fire when the rebel took a little child bride.
God! Jesus, man.
No.
This is
unbelievable.
What is wrong with people?
10 songs to make you say that. It's not okay.
Number three.
Girl.
Oh, Jesus.
You'll be your woman.
So, just wait.
This song is bad enough, right? So this is Neil Diamond in 1967. In 1967, maybe you go, okay, well, that's not okay, but it's a different time. 25 years later, Urge Overkill does it, and everybody goes, you know what? I still like that song.
I know.
Yeah.
Ryan, this is a messed up list you came up with today. 10 songs to make you say that is not okay.
Number two.
Backstage.
Go ahead, say it, Tim.
It just bugs me. I love this song. I had no idea that line was in there.
Me either. I must have wore out my Belle Biv DeVoe tape, you know? And I had no idea that that lyric was backstage, underage, adolescent.
Because you were underage when it came out, so, you know.
Right, but I don't know. I still feel bad now.
There's something ridiculous about 12-year-old me singing about Do Me in the Morning.
Right. 10 songs that make you say, that is not okay, Wayne Man. The number one.
Number one.
Oh. Do you want to read that?
You want to read those lyrics?
You want to read that one?
What is it? It was something.
Sweet
I just
cheerleader.
It. It was, your sister. Something about your sister and
no,
her
no.
Cousin
before
and started,
that,
yes.
Oh, the real young breeder part.
And not breeder.
Not breeder.
It's
you're not missing
breeder.
It by an L.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear you.
Yeah, I didn't think you did.
Jesus.
Ted's telling us earlier to run DMC didn't want to cover the song once they read the lyrics.
Yeah, when you read that, when the story is like they read the lyrics and we're like, what is this garbage? Like, we're not doing this.
Is this okay?
Yeah.
No!
You guys did this?
Ryan, that was fantastic. One of your best. 10 songs to make you say that is not okay.
Glad I stayed home for this one.
You are listening to The Men's Room.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
The Men's Room is in progress. 99.9 KISW and KISW HD1 Seattle.
Grab a bottle, grab a glass, get ready to go here. Shot of the day's coming up. What are you laughing about?
Oh, they're going to talk about beer. I'm getting a lot of support for the beer. A lot of people are just saying, dude, just do the beer. Someone else says, I like this one, do an 11th anniversary bash because doing 11 instead of 10 is so on brand for y'all anyway. Thanks.
We go to 11?
Thanks for that. Yeah, we go to 11. People are down with the idea of a new beer, and so am I.
I feel like, full disclosure.
What?
Miles and I aren't actually picking the hops.
Doesn't matter.
Damn it. Somebody asked me what kind we were picking. I was like,
oh, Cascadia and Chinook. Only the best. From local farmers.
I think we should have a beer.
You're on board, right?
Oh, yeah. I was just being an ass. I'm not really collecting the hops.
All right, Ted. Then let's do this on air now. There's one of two ways to go about this. Either we just pretend we're going to do it, and the bosses get mad, or Mike can email the boss and say,
hey, email him, Mike.
Today on the
blind CC us so we don't can see their
don't
response.
Worry. It's all
can
been
you do that?
It's all been canceled.
Oh, yeah. You Mike, can blind CC.
Mike could send an email that we could see the good or bad responses, but they wouldn't know we could see
it. Oh, okay. Do that. Do
all
that.
Right. It's all been canceled. It doesn't matter. So
don't be a part of it.
Come on, Miles.
It's a beer.
Thanks for the nice
come
words.
Come on, Miles.
Thanks for the nice words.
They can drink it at home, bro.
But we will drink a toast with a shot of the day in minutes, and we do have your headlines on the way 1 hour from now. But first, a quick check into Mike Honk and some of the stories and headlines he is not working on.
Oh, thank you, Miles. Some brides, not birds. Some brides are now getting...
Maybe you're English. That's a nice bird.
Look at that bird. Some brides are now getting face masks that match their wedding dress.
I mean, it makes sense. You've already spent all that money. Why the hell not?
Right?
You looked so beautiful that day.
Yeah, more
so
than likely.
So do you save money on the makeup? Because one thing,
exactly
it's all
thought.
The makeup and the hair. Oh, you're trying to convince your fiance now. Let's just do it now. Save a couple $100 on the makeup, man. Just make your eyes look great.
In a room with people 6 feet apart, you can only invite like 10 people.
Exactly. You know?
Save the money. Mm-hmm. But get the slushy machine. The money you save...
The thing is that what's the point of the slushy machine if I can't invite everybody? I can't invite you guys. I got too much family that I got to bring in first.
After family.
All right, yeah, who cares? Family schmanly.
Yeah, whatever. They can see you every day for the rest of your life.
This is a fact. There's an article that speculates the quarantine may lead to the death of the bra.
It won't. I mean, at home, look, most women I know, they get home, like a lot of people kick off their shoes. If Mr. Rogers were a woman, instead of kicking off his shoes, she'd have popped the bra, right?
Mm-hmm.
But when they leave the house, they tend to put them back on. You picture Mr. Rogers now.
There's a bunch of quotes that happen after that, like, this underwire is killing me, and it has been all day. Right. I think it left a mark. Look at it. It dug into my skin.
And look, I get dudes rip off their necktie. We understand, but if when you go back out, typically, you know, it's back up. Trust me, I've been looking.
I don't think anybody wants to wear anything that tight.
No.
You know what I mean? It's just not comfortable.
No.
It says women are wearing them less and less, and they're staying home and may never want to put them back on again.
I don't blame them.
No.
Anytime I have anything on tight, whether it's like I have to put a tie on with a dress shirt or whatever, if anything's tight on me, I'm like, oh, this is killing me.
But my neck doesn't cause me back problems.
Right.
Right? That's,
yeah,
like,
that's a good point.
That tends to be the one thing.
Mm-hmm.
I still think it's just got to be, it's individual basis.
It really is. Like, yeah, my grandmother never wore a bra, and she should have. I don't think I ever sat on her lap looking better.
A case of bubonic plague turned up in the Chinese region of Inner Mongolia because, of course, it did. It's 2020.
Ooh.
It says, don't freak out just yet. There are a few thousand cases of the plague reported every year, including some in the United States.
Then why bring it up?
Probably won't be able to get the beef now, then.
Oh, Mongolian beef. Yeah, it's out.
That was what I thought when I heard that story. I was like, wait a minute. Doesn't that show up?
It does.
Every year, a few cases?
Right. It does show up every year. The difference, but I'm like, if you're going to report it, then why are you reporting it?
Right.
You know what I mean? Like,
because it's 2020, let's get all the bad news out.
Keep in mind, that plague was called the plague.
Right. Right. The
There's plague. Been a bunch of plagues where, like, that one is the plague.
Mm-hmm. Go down there.
And who is, because China always, they're arguing, I can't remember if it's like, there's some other country that tries to lay claim to Mongolia. And it's just been, you know, for however many hundreds of years, it's a very tense kind of standoff thing. I think at this point, when they go, we discover the plague, like, oh yeah, that's not ours, that's the other country's.
Keep it.
You can have it.
Mm-hmm. A woman in Houston who beat the virus just gave birth to a healthy set of triplets.
Is that really good news?
No.
I heard that, and I'm like, all right, you beat the virus, that's good, and then you replace that with three kids at once.
Right.
And it's one thing to have three kids. It's another thing, like, all of them show up at one time.
But that's a conscious decision for you to have three. You decide you're going to have one. But then all of a sudden you just find out that instead of this one that you already know that you have no business trying to take care of, now you have three.
And it's not like, you know, when you open a box of those Christmas chocolates and you bite into the one with, like, the cherry and you just put it back. Like, you can't do that. You can't just, like, stuff one back in there and be like, dude, just come out in 2 years.
Mm-hmm. The Louvre reopened in Paris yesterday. Everyone who visits has to wear a mask and follow a specific path through the museum. And it's the first time that they've been open to the public since March 13th.
That's a large museum.
Mm-hmm.
Massive.
Even Mona Lisa is wearing a mask.
Mm-hmm.
Nice.
Cover her face. By the way, someone that checked this says, I quit wearing bras years ago. Best decision I ever made.
There you go.
From a dude named Phil. No, I don't.
It's a man's ear.
A 44-year-old woman in the UK has been using her time in lockdown to make miniature versions of sets of from famous movies for her hamsters.
Wow. You are lonely and crafty.
You can't even go through a pantry and rearrange it, or paint a room, or clean the gutters.
You're very crafty, but very lonely.
Landscaping, get out of the house.
That is, I mean, it could be like Charlize Theron, right?
Right.
Oh, man, I went back to her place, and I realized as I'm looking around, she'd made many movie sets for hamsters. I got the hell out of there.
Right.
It's just, I don't know.
It's for the hamsters. Like, did they take advantage of it?
They don't know what it is.
Do they get into character?
They don't hamsters. Know that it's Die Hard.
Yeah, hamsters are weird. I just Googled, like, something about hamsters, and one of the things that came up is how to teach your hamster to snuggle.
Oh.
Again. What are you doing with these hamsters?
Lonely, but crafty.
Mm-hmm. Two fifth graders in Massachusetts decided to start their own small business during their time off from school. They've been selling homemade dog biscuits and giving 30% of the profits to a food bank that's feeding people during the crisis.
Now, there you go. That's a good way to spend your time.
I mean, sort of. A dog also licks its ass. So, I mean, it can't be that hard to make a dog biscuit the dog wants. I mean, I like what they're doing. I'm just saying.
Wow.
It can be... if you lick your own butt, I don't believe that you have what you call a discerning palate.
What if you do someone else's?
Well, hey now.
Moving on.
Are you saying I don't have a discerning palate?
A bald eagle that was trapped in
I gotta say, the hamster movies, those little sets are crazy.
All right, look.
I'm looking at the hamster now. It's at 10 Downing Place.
Do you see how this all comes full circle?
Wow.
Hamsters.
She's talented.
The backside, the whole thing.
I'm just moving on, Miles.
Keep it in gear.
I don't like where you're going with this. A bald eagle that was trapped in a tree in Alaska was rescued on the 4th of July.
Damn right he was.
How's a bald eagle trapped in a tree?
That is the dumbest bald eagle in the United States.
Like, I can't get down!
Like, hey, you're a bird! Remember how you got up there? Like, just do that again, but go down.
Also, like, it's Alaska. There's a lot of those eagles.
There is.
And he's the dumbest one there.
They dumpster dive in, like, a Target parking lot.
But can't get out of a tree.
Yeah.
Damn, bald eagle.
A stranger rescued two people from a burning house in Connecticut, including a woman in a wheelchair.
Wait, who did?
A stranger.
Huh.
Mm. I'm bringing you the good news.
Yeah, he grabbed him by his left hand.
Get out of here. He pulled himself out.
Damn it, man.
Grab on. I'll lead the way.
A man in Cincinnati had an 8-hour standoff with police, and you will never guess what set him off.
What did set him off?
I'll tell you all about it 1 hour from now.
Thank you, Mike Hawk. Headlines are on the way 1 hour from now. In the meantime, let's get a contestant online for Profile This. We'll take caller 9 at 206-421-ROCK.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.